Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the exclusive sponsor of Grant and Danny, the law firm Kondori and Murad can guide you and your family in the right direction, help you draft a will, set up a trust, and create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them that we sent you so you can get a discount. kmlawyers.com. In 1 hour, we've got the tickets we're giving away today for the Fugees at Jiffy Lube Live. You've got to be listening right here to Grant and Danny. Also in 1 hour, the Beltway Blitz, the Nats, Spencer Neusbaum of the Washington Post, the Wizards with Chase Hughes, and the Commanders with Mitch Tischler. And there is some Commanders news percolating. We found out today Jason Wright out as team president. He'll stay on with the team, I'm told, as a senior advisor, but he is done as the president of the Commanders. He's put out a statement. Danny, if you're Jason Wright, and in his statement he did this, you can claim growth and successfully, I'd say, or fairly, you can claim success because there probably are more season ticket holders,
yep.
Purchases, all those things are up.
It's better than you found it.
No doubt.
It is.
I think you also claim the workplace has gone from number one in harassment to a better place to work. Irrefutable.
Mm-hmm.
What are the big fan things that you did that are your wins? The stadium is still FedEx Field, and there is no... In fact, it's not, because you don't even have a naming right on the stadium at this point. So in some ways, that's gone backwards.
Mm-hmm.
It's the field. It's Commander's Field. FedEx is out. But regardless, it's the same terrible stadium without a stadium deal, which was the baby. I remember sitting in Las Vegas, bumping into Jason, out and about before the then football team, I think, was playing against the Raiders in what was the coolest stadium I'd ever been in, Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah, it's pretty brand new then, yeah.
And I was talking to him about, is there anything replicable here? Is there anything you like here that you could do with the new stadium? Like, he'd already done that video with Dan Snyder where they walked around SoFi, remember that?
Well, of course. And
TMZ grilling him.
Exactly.
That was like 4 years ago.
Yeah, he. I don't know if it was him personally, but somebody, again, this was the consultant type deal where it's like, we're just going to be here. I'm sure somebody notified TMZ to like do the video, and Dan's like, well, and then Jason, of course, stepped in and was like, stops right there and it starts again right here. Yeah, we're excited. We're taking the tour. And it was like a chance for them to show that it was on their minds.
Again, I'm quite sure there's been progress. They're likely, if we're viewing it as a football field, and the goal line was the day he took over, 1st and 10 from his own 1, shadow of his own goalpost. You know, they have moved down the field, but how much... Are we across the 50 toward a new stadium?
I don't think so.
Are we approaching the red zone? Like, what is going on with the stadium? You're in, now waiting for D.C. We've been stuck with our wheels spinning. Virginia had a complete botch where
just
they tried
a meltdown
to go with the Wizards and the Capitals.
They got to sit a few plays out.
They can't be trusted. Maryland is ready to do the thing. Let's break ground. Let's give you all the money. Well, we were there 4 years ago. I don't know what has changed at all. I'm quite sure he could tell us more has behind the scenes, but I'm just saying again from the fan perspective, because that's who we're polling right now on how you feel about this presidency. The rebrand, 2-2-22, yuck. On top of that, is there major growth? There was a poll in the Post recently that says no, that this thing's not resonating, that the name, the logo, these things are not becoming more and more a part of the fabric, that people aren't enjoying them. We get calls, literally and figuratively, daily from people who want the name changed. Now, there's always nuance to all this. Is that a Jason Wright problem? Is that because it's not Redskins? How many people, if it was anything, would feel that way? Probably a lot. Like, I get all that.
Sure.
But my point is just, I'm looking for something to hang my hat on here if I'm Jason Wright to flex a little bit on people and go, we did that. And the business stuff behind the scenes, which was, I think, inevitable because you're starting from the bottom now, right? You're like, it's as bad as it gets and then you get better. That doesn't work. That's notwithstanding. So then what else is there? Give me the, I'll hang my hat on this.
Right. There are, you know, you ever, if you've ever been in a workplace, you sometimes fill out, because there'll be this new incentive or this new focus of like the HR people or folks up the top of the company, you know, your own employee evaluations, but then also your management evaluations, people that are in charge of you. Do they give you the freedom to do this? And do you feel empowered? And are you happy with blah, blah, blah? So there are a number of categories where if you're being objective, you would have to give Jason Wright good marks. You would. Again, if you're being objective. But the ones that are the glaring, you know, not somewhat dissatisfied, but completely dissatisfied, or the 0 out of 10, or the low number, or the whichever one the bad one is, are the ones that faced the fans.
Yeah, I'm going to say this a different way. It came to me then. What you're talking about, and what I alluded to is his wins. Those are wins for ownership, and those are wins for the business of the organization.
Right. Because that's better. It's better than it was.
That is not anything that season ticket holder number 657 cares about.
And nor should they.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Right? We could use my wife as an example, a season ticket holder. She doesn't care about that. If I ask her how much better is the experience, I think there's a couple things she likes better. But the fans we talk to, it's not crazy better.
No.
It's a little bit better. Lines are still really long to get food. Food is still cold. When you get it from time to time. I don't know how many buttons he can just touch and fix things. I bet he can't. He probably wants to. It's a crap stadium, mm-hmm. and oftentimes it's a crap result on the field. And so those things are going to make you not have that much fun. But we still have people complaining incessantly about, like, they do one really cool thing where they let season ticket holders, I think it's called like a gold line or something, but they can get in a certain area so that theoretically you have your tailgate, you come up last second, you scoot right in, you don't have to be in the long, 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 long lines. The problem with that is we have people call and tell us this after every game, it seems like. They don't have enough people monitoring those lines, or people just bum rush it anyway, so you're not a season ticket holder and you're mucking it all up. Like, the idea is there. The progress is there, but it's still not seamless or always working. So I guess my point is, tag you back in. Take the stuff that's for ownership and business out. What are the wins for fans?
Yeah, what fan is going, did you hear the news? They signed a sponsorship deal with Coca-Cola. Why? That'll do it for me. I'm so excited. No one cares. No one cares. The stuff you want.
Although I get Seiss for Coke in
well,
the stadium.
I love Coca-Cola Classic, Pepsi. Too. Of course
you
I do.
You got to have Coke in your stadium. If you Globe Life Field in Texas, Danny, you don't know what they had.
It's a Pepsi place.
No.
It's not?
It's a Coke place, but I'm going to do you one better. I go up to fifth floor, okay. Press box.
You're on 5.
I waddle through a long press box. I'm perspiring. I'm thirsty. Just did a 3-hour.
But you were sweating?
Not like
really,
in a way
right?
That was noticeable.
Right, yeah, okay.
But like my pores had opened.
Sure, you know, yeah, internally
I was
sweating.
Slick, you know, mm-hmm. My shirt was sticking to my back.
Vic Ferreira.
I just done a 3-hour pregame show on the field, right? We're coming up. Crushed ice, little pellets, those little balls of ice.
Yeah.
Do a big giant cup of that.
They're so refreshing.
And Coke Zero in the fountain. Let's go, boys. Let's go. Top 10 ballpark, just like that. That's how we got there.
Stratosphere, right away. Rocket ship to the top of the
exactly.
list. But, yeah, the thing that fans care about, obviously winning and losing on the field, he can't control that, and anybody that alludes to that is wrong. It's separate departments. But can I get in there easy? Does it take me a long time? Am I hassled? Are the experiences that are more controllable that aren't as sexy, that aren't as fun for the business part of the organization? It's not fun to make sure that the chicken tenders are hot. It's not fun to make sure that there's enough staff for all the lines not to be ridiculous between quarters or at halftime. It's not fun to have parking attendants hang out after the game to pay them all and supervise them and make sure that it's orderly and easy to exit at those various times. Because, again, you've already got people's money in their pocket. But are you doing things to make your customers, especially your loyal ones, feel like they're getting their money's worth? And that list of people that felt like they were getting their money's worth was dwindling down to a precious few. Mostly not his fault, by the way, from what he inherited. That's the thing. A season ticket holder, if you're asking people to pony up dough well in advance, sight unseen for what the product's going to be, like if you buy national season tickets for next year, everybody could, God forbid, catch the new bubonic plague and not be able to play. You might not ever see James Wood, C.J. Abrams, Lane Thomas slips on a banana peel. All these horrible things can happen. If you want them to have a good time, you need to make it worth their while. Go above and beyond all the time. Not just one gimmick. This is what we're going to change this year. Your commander's points are now commando points. So if you had commander's points, those don't exist anymore, but you might get a free waffle fries if you go to 7 game. Whatever the hell it is. You've got to make people feel like they're getting something special, and that hasn't been the case nearly consistently enough.
The best thing about radio and the best thing about the medium here that we do, sports talk radio, is that we have the ability to touch you guys immediately. So I actually want to pose this direct question as an offshoot here. How much better was the fan experience the last couple of years? And I'd be curious if some season ticket holders, and maybe you're not, but maybe you go to the game a lot, compare pre-Wright to current Wright, last couple of years specifically, I would want to know that. Did the fan experience at the stadium get noticeably better under this group? 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny. So want to hear from you guys on that. How he got here has always kind of been interesting and mysterious, I think. You know, the Commanders hired him. I tell you what, he won those opening press conferences. People were really, really excited, obviously. There's long been some speculation the NFL was involved, Danny, in basically assigning him to the Commanders and said, go clean up that mess, right? Mm-hmm. We want you to go help them. But he did not have a track record for a year or two where, you know, he was a team president elsewhere and came in with that pass to fall back on. So, yeah, there were some initial missteps because he was a recent former player.
Yeah.
And he was a really sharp guy who had a lot of success in the business world, but he had to learn on the fly.
Yeah, this situation needed a consultant, right? I mean, again, I don't know where you guys have worked in your lives if you're out there listening, but there you've been places that where the ship needs a rudder, where you need a direction. So you bring in the consultant to sort of, you know, clean some things up, fix some things, change some cultural deals, evaluate and give you guys an overhaul and an honest report card. What I've always believed, and this it sounds like this diminishes Jason Wright, and it shouldn't. I think the NFL said, before Dan, we gave you somebody, Brian LaFemina, and we didn't write it in any kind of contract that we didn't think you'd fire him in 6 months, because who would do that? Besides you crazy, crazy tyrant. But they gave him somebody before to help fix things. This time, I think they said, you cannot fire him. This is a condition of some of the punishments that you're going through. In order to sweep this first round of stuff under the rug, this is one of the things you have to have. You have to have this person. You are going to deal and do what this person says, and you're going to go shut up behind the scenes and, quote unquote, work on the stadium. By the way, bang up job on that, Dan. But I think that was a condition of it. And that sounds like it diminishes Jason Wright, and it shouldn't, because they were like, this guy is smart with it, has high emotional intelligence, has EQ. He's going to be able to be someone that can get on camera and put a coherent sentence together.
Well, speaking of right? that, by the way, their next president needs to be behind the scenes. You shouldn't know the name mm-hmm. of the team president on the business side, frankly, as a fan of the team. If you're a real mark, you're a season ticket holder, die hard, travel to games, go to team events.
You probably got a letter from the guy.
Yeah, you're a tailgate Ted kind of, you know, fan, like 99th percentile. Okay, fine. You should know the name of the team president. But you really shouldn't see them publicly. Now, I'm not faulting Jason Wright for this because he was hired to be this.
Yeah, wartime consigliere.
For the team,
yeah.
Where he was the face, he was the white knight. Everyone fell in love with him, me included. And now he's on NFL Network and he's talking and they're asking about draft picks. But there was way too much crossover with questions about football for a guy who was a business person. That was always weird to me. And I just think in general, Like the Wizards and the Capitals version of him is a guy named Jim Van Stone, who you guys know because the Junkies have him on sometimes because their show is broadcast on Monumental. But Jim Van Stone, who's exceptional at his job, just kind of works in the shadows. You know, he is kind of in anonymity. He could walk around Capital One Arena in his suit on game night in the lower concourse, and not that many people are stopping him, even though he makes everything happen at that arena. Jason Wright is extremely recognizable. You wouldn't see him walk through a crowd of people without getting stopped for 1,000 pictures. He was a face. He was a star. And I just don't think that's the way that that role should be at all. It should be an anonymous business grinding in the back office role. It wasn't like he asked for that or demanded that, I don't think. It just the way that they did it at the time, because they wanted no one to think about Dan Snyder. They wanted no one to think about anybody that was left with the organization. Yep. And this is going to be your hero for the moment. And so he was very, very public. He was the most stomachable, tolerable, frankly, the highest likability and approval ratings of anybody in the building. So let's give him Jason. Let's give him Jason. But moving forward now, you don't have that problem. You got a new ownership group. You got a general manager people are fawning over and really excited about. You got a head coach who wears his hat backwards.
Yeah, it's different circumstances.
So people think he's awesome. You know, you've got like all kinds of stuff going on that allows you now to just hire someone to do a business job, and they don't have to be out front. Let's go to Kevin in Arlington. I think he wants to weigh in on the stadium experience. What's up, Kev?
Hey, guys. Hey, welcome back, Grant.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you know, I think I mentioned to you, I actually got to see the only home win last year because I went to the opener, and I bought several tickets, brought my oldest son and some good friends, and honestly, we got in more quickly. The lines weren't as bad. People were polite. I don't know. And there was a buzz. You could just, you know, the stench of Dan was beginning to lift already, and everybody was happy. And so it was a positive experience. It was the last, quote unquote, positive experience I'd had at FedEx since I went for the Sunday night game, How Do You Like Me Now, big win over the Packers in 2016. It had been that long. So I had a really good experience. Here's the problem. In the last 2 years, I've been to also Levi's Stadium because I have family in the Bay Area to see a Niners game. And I went to see Justin Herbert up at M&T play the Ravens a couple years ago. And especially with the Baltimore experience. The food should be comparable, should it not? The food sucks at FedEx. It still sucks. And it was very good. You didn't wince with the huge prices you were paying because it was so good. So it's like you got to get food service right. That's like a layup that has to happen.
Well, it's funny you say that, Kev.
Thanks, Kev.
It's a good call. I think about this at Nats Park a lot. Now, I am basic Bart, okay? I'm not really scouring the ballpark for food. But I go with people and sit in the crowd all the time who do. My wife or her friends or buddies or whatever. Where should I go eat? What am I going to do? And they'll leave and they'll come back three innings later and they'll have gone and found the place on the website or, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, they're yep. like scouting out the food, or they're going to Rocklands and they'll come back and they'll talk about how good the food is. It's still really expensive. Like I get a souvenir soda, Coke Zero, Diet Coke, whatever. Mm-hmm. Every time I go, it's like 11 or 12 bucks because you can refill it throughout the day. Like the stuff is expensive, but you can go eat at Nats Park and feel like you just had a fun meal, a good meal. I don't know if you could do that at the X, but people don't very often rave about the food. So there is probably something to that. Following up on Kev's call there, here's something I would want to know. What do you think about this? Remember last year, right before training camp, they added all the seats for fans?
Yep.
They had not had that before. Did they add seating on the eve of training camp last year, right after the owners took over? Because Jason Wright wanted those seats and advocated and came to them and said, guys, we got to do something for the fans. Let's get seats out there. And maybe he'd been telling Dan for 3 years, we got to do this. And he would just say no. Or did they get those seats because the owners take a walk of the premises right before camp and go, wait a second, where are people going to sit?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you go watch the Packers or the Ravens or name every other team. There's bleachers for you provided so you can watch the practice. You're just sitting on flat ground with chairs like it's the 4th of July on the mall. You're not going to see a whole lot. But was that a Jason idea, his team, or was that the owner's? Because it would tell me a lot about whether, like, the ways of the team became the norm and how he thought about things. Where if he's not advocating right away, we got to get bleachers. Dan told me no, but will you guys do it? And they just say yes. Has he been fighting all along to a wall because Dan Snyder doesn't care? And now
or would involve money spent.
Just say
yeah.
yes a lot? Or was it one of those things where they're like, hey, why don't we have bleachers? And he's like, good question.
Yeah. You know, instructive point. Because and it may seem like a small thing, but again, I keep coming back to this one element of this. As a consultant, when you go in somewhere and you have all these brand new ideas for how different it's going to be and the change and the change and the change and the change, all you're doing is fighting battles against status quo. You're fighting battles against what was, what is, and you know, people are comfortable. They've covered their own butts and they've kind of hunkered down and burrowed in to make it really difficult to remove them, you know, like burrs or ticks, you know? So you hear no enough, you hear intractability enough, and you kind of get stuck in that rut because you become part of that same group. Right? I mean, how many times can you say this is our initiative and get a million things of pushback and finally start compromising? Right? Whether so that is an interesting point. If it was it took another outsider in terms of the ownership group to go, yeah, we should probably have a place for people to sit. Or if this was Jason begging for 7 years, or however long it wasn't seven, you know, since he got here in 2020, but basically begging for 4 years, like, can we please do something for the fans? It'd be interesting to find out.
One of my buddies on a team text chain with friends that I'm on just texted and said they did slightly fix the parking traffic by not scanning parking passes, which allowed me to not have a spot when I showed up to games 30 minutes prior to kickoff, which is kind of funny. Like, yeah, they kind of fixed the problem by just saying, all right, come on through, keep moving, keep moving. And then you paid for a parking pass and now you can't actually go in because a lot of other people didn't. I don't know how many people had that experience. 800-636-1067. Has the fan experience gotten better? Is that something potentially Jason Wright can hang his hat on and say that they accomplished while he was here? We're Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jason Wright is no longer the team president of the Commanders. He's moving forward as a senior advisor. He'll be leaving the team at the end of the season, if not before. And I say that because it seems pretty clear via the post today and from what I can gather that if there's a job that comes about in the meantime, they would help him and let him go take that job, which is telling. But Wright in his statement today says that the most important accomplishment for he and his staffers was reestablishing a culture of respect in the organization. I certainly think they did that. We're trying to figure out if the fan experience at the stadium got better, which has been the number one emphasis of this new ownership group. They didn't come in here making that their chief priority because it was good. And Wright had been here for three football seasons before they got here. That, I think, is revealing, too. Let's go to Davis in Rockville on Grant and Danny. What's up, Davis?
Yes, sir. So the fan experience is not better. I will say that. But one thing you said earlier about the prices of the drinks, I will give Josh Harris a little bit of credit, or maybe Jason. They did reduce the price in half for non-alcoholic beverages and food for season ticket holders.
That's awesome.
Which is a great thing to have.
That's good.
So let me ask you this. So meaning like if I'm getting just I go get a soft drink, that's now 50% of what it was before he got installed?
Yeah, it's 50%.
All right.
That's season tickets. It's a gold member.
I like that.
Being a gold member. But the two main issues that we have are the parking lot. Now, the old system of having a tag hanging on your visor that you roll right in, and then you know where you're parking, and the parking lot attendants know where you're going to park.
Yeah, why can't they do that, by the way? Why can't they have
that? It doesn't make sense. The second one is nobody's addressed the sound system. That sound system, if you sit in the upper deck, is horrendous. And they keep saying, oh, we're going to fix it. We've dropped millions of dollars into it. They haven't fixed it yet.
Didn't they spend money, thanks for the call, this offseason on that?
I was trying to look that up. I think so.
Remember they earmarked the $88 million at the stadium?
Uh-huh.
I know that last offseason they began that project is how they termed it. And I assumed it meant that it would be finished this coming season.
Yeah, so from last year, Commanders announced upgrades to video boards and audio systems at FedEx Field for the upcoming 23 season.
But it was still a major complaint that we got on the show.
Yep.
Particularly from people high up. So I wonder, and I just don't know, is it possible that in some areas, maybe lower in the stadium, that the audio was fixed and the project was going to be basically finished after the year? I know some of the things that they promised in that press release, they make it known last year, we're going to do what we can
it
now.
It is a longer term.
But we just took over. There's not enough time to do it all. So it's an ongoing priority. But I'd be curious to hear from people if that was an issue you had as well with the sound system. It's certainly something that we hear from callers from time to time.
And so this is, by the way, the first part, he moved on to talk about the sound system. But that paper ticket or paper thing that hangs on your visor or that you show for a parking lot pass or whatever, this is the way of sports now. Like, people complain about this. You don't get the paper ticket anymore. It's always on your phone or it's on the smart app or it's on this or that. You got to download this program to have that. And it doesn't really make things that much more efficient, in my opinion.
I agree. I would go as far as to say it makes things way less efficient. Now, getting them is easier.
Yep.
Like, let's say day before a game, you don't have a parking pass and you need one. If you need something hanging from your dash, you actually have to meet someone when you buy it from them, or they have to mail it to you, or you have to go to the stadium somehow, but you don't have parking.
Yeah, like last minute tomorrow, I'm going to the Nats game. I literally have an email right now that I will just accept the tickets and the parking pass, and the whole thing's done. That's better. But I also think it's better for the teams because you don't have to spend the money to print all the different tickets off. And it's much easier and lower maintenance to just have an app or have some kind of one digital release, and that's that.
I don't know why, though, you can't opt into the same way, like at a grocery store or something, you can do bags or not. You can paper or plastic. Like, send me my tickets and my parking passes when you send me my box with my little gift for being a season ticket holder, or if they even still do that. But that's what used to happen. You would open it up, you'd see which players are on which ticket, and it was a cool thing. Like, do that. Because I do think there are plenty of people who will use those tickets, and you can tear those and get those in. I think that's easy, and you can have the thing hanging. And it's, my thing is always, as I'm driving along, coming up Garrett Morgan Boulevard, I'm in the app. I'm trying to find the parking pass.
Yep.
Now my screen went dark. Have you ever had one of those scanners scan it quickly right away? I feel like it's like, oh, hold on. It's like 10 seconds of just
Then it goes, can you open up your phone again because the screen went black because no one did anything?
Turn up your light. I mean, some of that it's the opposite of efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Tailgate Ted, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm good, gents. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. I was literally responding to your tweet, and now you're on the phone. I sort of don't have to. What's up?
So I'm not trying to be a Jason Wright apologist, but I also want to make sure that people understand some of the stuff that happened in regards to the fan experience getting worse was also COVID related. They claimed that they took away certain things because of COVID reasons in regards to the some of the stuff in the concessions and the free refills.
But even still in 23, Ted?
Oh, trust me, I have a problem with it, Danny. I brought it up to them big time that several stadiums in our area are giving free refills. And it felt like a cash grab from the team. It was Joey Colby-Begovich. He and I had plenty of conversations about this as to, yes, you're giving me 50% off, but before, I don't drink beer in the stadium. Before, you know, I'd just get two soda refills and last of the day. Now I got to get five, and it's going to cost me, you know, three times as much. So it's just, it hasn't gotten better, but in regards to employees not wanting to work at the stadium, I brought this up once again to management. The Buccaneers and the Patriots and several other franchises actually sent letters to season ticket holders stating that they are having a hard time staffing the stadium because of COVID. People don't want to work. And that's been everywhere. The Commanders replied back to me and said, that will get spun and turned into no one wants to work for the Commanders. So it's just those excuses and the way they were just not relayed to us and shared, I think was just lack of foresight from some of this management group, whether it was Jason directly or the people.
Let me ask you this. Was it, you get there early enough, I know that parking and all that's not an issue, but just broadly, as one of the folks that's kind of one of the most known fans that goes to games, would you say getting in and out of the stadium's gotten easier or better?
No, it's gotten worse because the scanners don't work from time to time, and you have people that are sitting there waiting. So you've got a backup. And then what happens is what your buddy texted, they just let people go through like they're at a
right,
you know, Copa final, and they just break through the gates. And next
good
thing you know,
that's a good bit. What about traffic? Now, actually getting to the parking lots. I have found personally, but I go Garrett A. Morgan. Now, I drive with fans toward the media parking area, but I have found that the traffic pattern that they have is better right now. Do you agree with that?
I do agree that it's better, but I'm not the right person to ask about that because I'm there 7 hours before the lots
right.
get open.
And then lastly, so, just from, in the stadium, would you say better, worse, or the same, like negligible difference?
I'd say inside the stadium, it's better. You actually have restrooms that are managed and maintained. Before, it was just, it was disgusting. I felt like I was at a frat party. Things like that that people don't really comment on. I mean, in regards to the gold lines are a joke. I've called you guys before. Being a season ticket holder and telling me that's a benefit is just flat out lie, and I want to sue them for false advertising. But there are some things that are gotten better.
That's the one that season ticket holders
supposed to be your special line,
yeah,
right?
Like it's like a 12 items or less, but basically people with carts full of 40 are sitting in front of you in the line.
Yeah. And it's unbelievably frustrating to the point of they're not staffed. All it takes is just sending one person there and not even counting just to get in the stadium. You know, I don't care if I can't get my $4 hot dog at that point, but I do care that I can't get to my seat on time because you got a bunch of people that are sneaking in the gold line where that's my perk. It's not yours. It's mine. And there's no one checking it. It's so simple to do. And I constantly get, we're just short staffed.
Yeah, well, they probably are. You know, and I don't know. Thanks for the call, Ted, as always, buddy.
Right, but that doesn't help Ted. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not ripping you. I'm saying, like, you give me a reason why it's happening. Thank you so much for the reason.
Exactly.
Let's you fix it. That's not on me to fix it.
Yeah, I'm paying a lot of money.
Yeah.
It would be the equivalent. I'm going to a nice steakhouse. I'm paying good money. I'm getting terrible service. And I said to them, and this is happened honestly in some restaurants lately, not good steakhouses, but just generally I think service in restaurants has gotten way worse post-COVID. In my opinion, I think it's fewer people working, the expectations have been lowered, we were all scanning, you know, our meals with the cards. Like, I don't know if you agree with me, but if you go 5 years ago to now, it's not even close. But anyway, you might even say, like, hey, what's going on? It's like, oh, there's only one cook back there. Oh, hey, there's two of us working the whole restaurant. And that's cool to level with me. I appreciate that. But also, why is this my problem? Like, you're not charging me less. You're charging me more than I've ever been charged before.
Yeah.
It's never cost me more to come here, and the experience has never been worse.
So I
think that's kind of what Ted's getting at.
Yeah, literally, this past week, I took my son to a place that quite literally has never let me down. all around this great country of ours, I am 100 for 100. I'm now 100 for 101, where there was no, I understand things happen. Life happens. Somebody, you know, calls in sick or otherwise. All I want is for you to acknowledge that, hey, this isn't normal. We're really sorry. Level with me as a human being. Maybe here's a coupon for $5 off your next entree. I mean, whatever it is, it's small. But those kind of courtesies go a long way. I don't want the excuse about how short-staffed you are. Thanks. Reason with me and let me know that you get this is unacceptable. I'll feel a lot better. Yeah.
I don't care. You know, in terms of the Commanders, maybe you got to pay more on the day of the game. You got to do something.
Something's got to be done.
But you got to, if that's the problem, then you got to get more staff. We got to fix the problem. Grant and Danny here on the Fan, 800-636-1067. If you can answer the question for us as to whether or not the experience as a fan at games has gotten better under Jason Wright. We found out today he is out as team president. Also got a double play coming your way. And at the top of the hour in 20 minutes, Fuji's tickets and a Beltway Blitz on G&D. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We will get you a double play this segment. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Real quick, want to squeeze in a couple of our callers. Been waiting to talk Jason Wright news. He's out as Commanders team president. Zach's in Virginia. Zach, has the fan experience gotten better under Jason Wright?
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Robert.
I mean, I just want to say thank God Jason's out. Long time coming. I know his position was president, but, you know, it was a lot of lip service. But, yeah, I'd say the experience has gotten better. I went to two home games this year, one of them being the Dallas game where I was amongst the sea of Dallas fans, you know, actually cheering for us to kind of lose so we could get that higher pick. But, the band coming out when you first get there at the stadium. I remember that the Dallas game, they were giving out the free hats. That was great. The food's pretty good, especially the barbecue. I'll tell you what, honestly, two things here. If you don't get your food by the first quarter, yeah, good luck, because the lines are so long. You'll be there the rest of the game. I also wanted to touch on earlier, Danny, I know you're with me on this, man. The jerseys, man. My gosh, the jerseys. I mean, just bring back our old jerseys. I mean, you could get me – we all know the name sucks, right? But you could get me 75% there if you just bring back our old colors, man. Bring them back. You have the print. It's right there. You know, take those white jerseys and send them to Goodwill. Oh, I care.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, and if it was and this is, again, something that I personally feel, and I know someone's done like a side-by-side with like their cell phone camera and been like, is this burgundy the same or is it different? Can you tell? I don't know. I don't know if the lady's dress is blue or gold. Whatever. I know this. The John Allen jersey I look at every single day that's hanging up in our studio, that ain't right. That's wrong. Whatever that is wrong. If you never told me it's going to be the same and then it wasn't the same, I wouldn't be mad. That's not true.
I
wouldn't be near as mad. But it was the multiple times. Anybody that would listen, is this microphone on? Turn your recorder on. Is the camera on me? Where's my camera? Max Kellerman style. The colors will be the same, and then they weren't. If they are the same, they don't look the same. Make them look the same. I don't know how you do that, but you can't promise me something and then not do it. That's the one I can't get over.
It is time for our double play, driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today.
They got me, GP. I've been telling my family, everybody that would listen, and nobody listens to me, by the way, on any topic, but especially this one. Hey, guys, can we curb the spending a little bit? Let's slow down our roll. Every time my youngest son wants 20 more V-Bucks for some sort of Fortnite skin, let's get the next one. Let's wait a minute before we do it again. But the spending has been outrageous, and it won't stop. And no matter how much I show people, look at this credit card bill. Look at how much this was last month. Nobody cares, and I'm the annoying one. I understand that. I get my role. But then I fell victim. Amazon Prime Day. I don't really know if it's they're actually sales. They could just say it's a sale. They could just tell you. They could mark up the price the day before. Let's say, like, this water bottle I'm holding in my hand. Dude, this was 100. Now it's 64. Well, was it really 100? Or did you mark it 100 yesterday so that you could mark it 64 today? I have no idea. But all of the day, I go, you know what we probably need? My son's never played goalie. He should probably get some goalie gloves just in case he plays goalie. We should, you know what I haven't used in a long time is my pitching wedge. I need to do a pitching wedge. Amazon Prime Day with all the different things.
You didn't actually get a pitching
wedge. I didn't get a pitching wedge. But like I was shopping pitching wedges.
You haven't played golf in years.
No, I played Scotland in
right, when you're on
the fall.
Trip. Yeah.
I think I
no
played once
on
this spring.
Golf is my
no, I'm not going to play anytime soon. But I don't have a pitching wedge. I actually lost it like at a golf course like 15 years ago.
But that's not a problem.
Somehow,
you don't play golf.
Yeah, somehow I've gotten by. But I'm sitting there like pricing pitching wedges before I snapped out. I'm like, wait, I don't need that. But I bought most of it, but like my wife was on there. My youngest son had like a $25 gift card that like it went over the $25. Like I'll cover the rest because it's Prime Day. The number of packages coming to my homestead in the next 7 days is staggering. They got me. If you tell me, this is a message to companies out there. If you tell me it's a sale, you got me.
Well, it's genius. It's
yeah.
Cyber Monday, I think. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Black Friday.
Oh, I remember.
You go shopping on Black Friday, whether you need to or you don't. Black Friday. What are you going to do on Black Friday?
Well, you're not going to go.
You're going to go take advantage of the deals. You're going to go shopping. It's just part of the fabric. Now you got Cyber Monday. Everyone's like, you got to jump on.
Well, you have to. Look at the deals.
What if I didn't? Everything would be fine, but I need to.
You have a toaster oven, but this toaster oven is so cheap.
It's time for my double play. I will regale you with some tales from the All-Star game over the days ahead. I had a blast. Went out, was at the draft, live, futures game, home run derby, All-Star game, was in Texas, eating barbecue and having a merry time for several days. I'll just start by saying my number one observation about spending more time in Texas than I've ever spent in Texas, people in Texas love Texas. There is a pride in that state that is very obvious. It's constant. It's just ubiquitous. It's everywhere. They love Texas, man. They like telling you how free they are in Texas, as if in Virginia, we're not free at all.
Well, you're under a different regime here. Yeah.
Apparently. Like every Uber driver I got in, they're like, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, D.C. It's like, oh.
Oh, man.
You're going to like it out here. I'm like, yeah, so far I like it.
You everyone's
guys,
nice. Yeah.
You guys got barbecue. Everyone's been real nice to me. They're like, yeah, but you'll be free for a few days. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, I guess. I mean, they love Texas. That's
I barely got on a plane to get here with all the oppression.
Exactly. But it's tattoos of Texas flags. Yes. I feel like Maryland does this more than Virginia. Maryland puts their flag on everything. People love the Maryland flag.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that?
Oh, I've noticed,
big fan. They don't have anything on Texas. The Texas flag is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There is just a pride. And I get it. You don't pay state taxes. Like, I'm jealous. I like that, too. That's pretty cool. But that was my big takeaway from Texas, man. You know if someone's from Texas, because they're going to, it's like a CrossFit guy.
Yeah, they'll let you know.
They are going to tell you about Texas. And I didn't dislike Texas. In fact, I would even say I really liked it. People were very nice. I mean, how could I not like it? I was at a baseball event and just enjoying myself and eating barbecue the whole time. And like the portions are huge. And I went to lunch yesterday and got myself one of the most delicious brisket sandwiches I've ever had in my life.
I called it, didn't I? That's what I said he got.
Did you?
Yeah.
Attaboy. Brisket sandwich. But you could do ribs by the each. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I got a brisket sandwich and then I did two.
Side of ribs?
Beef. Well, I did one beef, one pork because I wanted to compare and contrast.
My man.
But I did the Chris Rock bit where I was like.
How much for a rib?
Exactly. But she goes, I'm like, so with the ribs, I said, what's the smallest order I could get to just taste them? She's like, well, we'll do the rib one at a, you know, you could get one rib. We do them. You could get one at a time. And I'm like, how much for one rib? And she's like, excuse me? And I'm like, how much for a rib? You know, the Chris Rock.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And she's like, oh, I think they're like $1.99, $2. And I'm like, I'll take two of them.
Yeah, can you come back and look at this YouTube video? Yeah. I'll pull it up for you so you get this bit. Yeah.
How much for some soda? Just like the bottle, the cap.
Cup it in my hand, yeah.
But God, it was good, man.
So that's
the biggest point.
Yeah.
Texas people love Texas.
The Texas bit is still linked to the history of the state, right? With like the Alamo and like sort of different battles for independence and like sovereignty.
Well, at one point, yeah, like
it was the Republic of Texas at one point.
Correct. I mean, they are, again, this is all anecdotal. It's like who was next to me at this one moment. Like people also were very patriotic and like big fans of the United States of America. But like there was a dude standing next to me during a droid show. And they show the Texas flag, and he's like, yeehaw, woohoo, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they show the American flag, and he's like, go back, go back. And I'm like, I'm going to move a few steps away from this guy.
Oh.
Like, I mean, this guy, like, loves Texas that much.
You're like, there's room for both of them.
You are part of us, man.
Both are pretty good.
But Texas people love Texas.
Yes, they do.
So that's my big takeaway from Texas.
That's pretty selling it. Because that's the thing, by the way.
Their barbecue, people are going to hate this steak better than Kansas City. I think.
Who's going to hate that take?
I just think people will.
Kansas City's basically, they're like, listen, we have some sugar in our ketchup that we slather on the barbecue sauce. It's not special.
It's better. This was better.
Yeah, Texas rules.
Yeah.
For that. Now, they don't have a great pulled pork situation down there. You need another region of the country for your pork products.
You like Texas?
I love Texas. I'm very pro-Texas in terms of the barbecue.
And you could live in Texas.
I could do it.
Texans love Texas.
I could do it. Their brisket situation, kind of like that genre of meat they do, is good or better than anybody. They don't have a pulled pork. You need the Carolina barbecue. You need a little Memphis in there.
I met up with a couple of listeners, just bumped into them from time to time, mm-hmm. too. Surprising number of just G&D listening Nats fans that were about that I kind of, they were at the draft or at different events.
That's cool.
I like that. Like, I don't know if it's bachelor party or what, but yeah, it was a good time.
Dude, Kyle Finnegan's here. We got to be here.
Barely.
I guess,
How
right?
How about Finnegan getting the late call?
That was cool.
He was at Hershey Park, I think, with his family. Like on a roller coaster.
Can you get to an airport, bro?
And he didn't even make it in time for like the red carpet event in the morning. I got a good red carpet story. I'll tell you later. My whole goal was to see Livy Dunn. We made it happen.
Happy for you, buddy.
Thank you. I'll let you know all about it.
Okay.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. The Beltway Blitz comes your way next. Right at the top of the hour, we're giving away those Fugees tickets.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We will get you a double play this segment. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Real quick, want to squeeze in a couple of our callers. Been waiting to talk. Jason Wright news. He's out as Commanders team president. Zach's in Virginia. Zach, has the fan experience gotten better under Jason Wright?
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Robert.
I mean, I just want to say thank God Jason's out.
long time coming. I mean, I know his position was president, but, you know, it was a lot of lip service. But, yeah, I'd say the experience has gotten better. I went to two home games this year, one of them being the Dallas game where I was amongst the sea of Dallas fans, you know, actually cheering for us to kind of lose so we could get that higher pick. But, I mean, yeah, the band coming out when you first get there at the stadium. I remember that the Dallas game, they were giving out the free hats. That was great. The food's pretty good, especially the barbecue. But, I mean, I'll tell you what, honestly, you know, two things here. If you don't get your food by the first quarter, yeah, good luck because the lines are so long. I mean, you'll be there the rest of the game. I also wanted to touch on earlier, Danny, I know you're with me on this, man. The jerseys, man. My gosh, the jerseys. I mean, just bring back our old jerseys. I mean, you could get me – we all know the name sucks, right? But you could get me 75% there if you just bring back our old colors, man. Bring it back. You have the print. It's right there. You know, take those white jerseys and send them to Goodwill. Oh, I care.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, and if it was a – and this is, again, something that – I personally feel, and I know someone's done like a side-by-side with like their cell phone camera and been like, is this burgundy the same or is it different? Can you tell? I don't know. I don't know if the lady's dress is blue or gold. Whatever. I know this. The John Allen jersey I look at every single day that's hanging up in our studio, that ain't right. That's wrong. Whatever that is wrong. If you never told me it's going to be the same and then it wasn't the same, I wouldn't be mad. That's not true.
I wouldn't be
near as mad. But it was the multiple times. Anybody that would listen, is this microphone on? Turn your recorder on. Is the camera on me? Where's my camera? Max Kellerman style. The colors will be the same, and then they weren't. If they are the same, they don't look the same. Make them look the same. I don't know how you do that, but you can't promise me something and then not do it. That's the one I can't get over.
It is time for our double play, driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today.
They got me, GP. I've been telling my family, everybody that would listen, and nobody listens to me, by the way, on any topic, but especially this one. Hey, guys, can we curb the spending a little bit? Let's slow down our roll. Every time my youngest son wants 20 more V-Bucks for some sort of Fortnite skin, let's get the next one. Let's wait a minute before we do it again. But the spending has been outrageous, and it won't stop. No matter how much I show people, look at this credit card bill. Look at how much this was last month. Nobody cares, and I'm the annoying one. I understand that. I get my role. But then I fell victim. Amazon Prime Day. I don't really know if it's they're actually sales. They could just say it's a sale. They could just tell you. They could mark up the price the day before. Let's say, like, this water bottle I'm holding in my hand. Dude, this was $100. Now it's $64. Well, was it really 100? Or did you mark it 100 yesterday so that you could mark it 64 today? I have no idea. But all of the day, I go, you know what we probably need? My son's ever played goalie. He should probably get some goalie gloves just in case he plays goalie. You know what I haven't used in a long time is my pitching wedge. I need to do a pitching wedge. Amazon Prime Day with all the different things.
You didn't actually get a pitching
wedge. I didn't get a pitching wedge. But like I was shopping
Let's
pitching
say
wedges.
You haven't played golf in years.
No, I played Scotland
right, when you're on the
fall.
Trip. Yeah.
I think I
no
played
plans
once this
on
spring.
Golf is my
no, I'm not going to play anytime soon. But I don't have a pitching wedge. I actually lost it like at a golf course like 15 years ago.
But that's not a problem.
Somehow,
you don't play golf.
Yeah, somehow I've gotten by. But I'm sitting there like pricing pitching wedges before I snapped out. I'm like, wait, I don't need that. But I bought most of it. But like my wife was on there. My youngest son had like a $25 gift card that like it went over the $25. So like I'll cover the rest because it's Prime Day. The number of packages coming to my homestead in the next 7 days is staggering. They got me. If you tell me, this is a message to companies out there. If you tell me it's a sale, you got me.
Well, it's genius. It's
yeah.
Cyber Monday, I think. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Black Friday.
Oh, I remember.
You go shopping on Black Friday, whether you need to or you don't. Black Friday. What are you going to do on Black Friday?
Well, you're not going to go.
You're going to go take advantage of the deals. You're going to go shopping. It's just part of the fabric. Now you got Cyber Monday. Everyone's like, you got to jump on.
Well, you have to. Look at the deals.
What if I didn't? Everything would be fine, but I need to.
You have a toaster oven. But this toaster oven is so cheap.
It's time for my double play. I will regale you with some tales from the All-Star game over the days ahead. I had a blast. Went out, was at the draft, live, futures game. Home Run Derby, All-Star Game, was in Texas, eating barbecue and having a merry time for several days. I'll just start by saying my number one observation about spending more time in Texas than I've ever spent in Texas, people in Texas love Texas. There is a pride in that state that is very obvious. It's constant. It's just ubiquitous. It's everywhere. They love Texas, man. They like telling you how free they are in Texas, as if in Virginia, we're not free at all.
Well, you're under a different regime here. Yeah.
Apparently. Like, every Uber driver I got in, they're like, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, D.C. It's like, oh.
Oh, man.
You're going to like it out here. I'm like, yeah, so far I like it.
Everyone's nice. Yeah.
You guys got barbecue. Everyone's been real nice to me. They're like, yeah, but you'll be free for a few days. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, I guess. I mean, they love Texas. That's
I barely got on a plane to get here with all the oppression.
Exactly. But it's tattoos of Texas flags. Yes. I feel like Maryland does this more than Virginia. Maryland puts their flag on everything. People love the Maryland flag.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that?
Oh, I've noticed,
big fan. They don't have anything on Texas. The Texas flag is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There is just a pride. And I get it. You don't pay state taxes. Like, I'm jealous. I like that, too. That's pretty cool. But that was my big takeaway from Texas, man. You know if someone's from Texas, because they're going to, it's like a CrossFit guy.
Yeah, they'll let you know.
They are going to tell you about Texas. And I didn't dislike Texas. In fact, I would even say I really liked it. People were very nice. I mean, how could I not like it? I was at a baseball event and just enjoying myself and eating barbecue the whole time. And like the portions are huge. And I went to lunch yesterday and got myself one of the most delicious brisket sandwiches I've ever had in my life.
I called it, didn't I? That's what I said he got.
Did you?
Yeah.
Attaboy. Brisket sandwich. But you could do ribs by the each. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I got a brisket sandwich and then I did two.
Side of ribs?
Beef. Well, I did one beef, one pork because I wanted to compare and contrast.
My man.
But I did the Chris Rock bit where I was like,
so how much for a rib?
Exactly. But she goes, I'm like, so with the ribs, I said, what's the smallest order I could get to just taste them? She's like, well, we'll do the rib one at a, you know, you could get one rib. We do them. You could get one at a time. And I'm like, how much for one rib? And she's like, excuse me? And I'm like, how much for a rib? You know, the Chris Rock.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And she's like, oh, I think they're like $1.99, $2. And I'm like, I'll take two of them.
Yeah, can you come back and look at this YouTube video? I'll pull it up for you so you get this bit. Yeah.
How much for some soda? Just like the bottle, the cap.
Cup it in my hand, yeah.
But God, it was good, man.
So that's
the biggest point.
Yeah.
Texas people love Texas.
The Texas bit is still linked to the history of the state, right? With like the Alamo and like sort of different battles for independence and like sovereignty.
Totally. Well, at one point,
it was the Republic of Texas at one point.
Correct. I mean, they are, again, this is all anecdotal. It's like who was next to me at this one moment. Like people also were very patriotic and like big fans of the United States of America. But, like, there was a dude standing next to me during a droid show, and they show the Texas flag, and he's like, yeehaw, woohoo, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they show the American flag, and he's like, go back. And I'm like, I'm going to move a few steps away from this guy.
Oh.
This guy, loves Texas that
You're
much.
Like, there's room for both of them.
You are a part of us, man.
Both are pretty good.
But Texas people love Texas.
Yes, they do.
So that's my big takeaway from Texas.
That's pretty selling it. Because that's the thing, by the way.
Their barbecue, people are going to hate this take. Better than Kansas City, I think.
Who's going to hate that take?
I just think people will.
Kansas City's basically, they're like, listen, we have some sugar in our ketchup that we slather on the barbecue sauce. It's not special.
It's better. This was better.
Yeah, Texas rules.
Yeah.
For that. Now, don't have a great pulled pork situation down there. You need another region of the country for your pork products.
You like Texas?
I love Texas. I'm very pro-Texas in terms of the barbecue.
Then you could live in Texas.
I could do it.
Texans love Texas.
I could do it. Their brisket situation, kind of like that genre of meat they do, is good or better than anybody. They don't have a pulled pork. You need the Carolina barbecue. You need a little Memphis in there.
I met up with a couple of listeners, just bumped into them from time to time, mm-hmm. too. Surprising number of just G&D listening Nats fans that were about that I kind of... they were at the draft or at different events.
That's cool.
I like that. Like, I don't know if it's a bachelor party or what, but yeah, it was a good time.
Dude, Kyle Finnegan's here. We got to be here.
Barely.
I guess,
How
right?
How about Finnegan getting the late call?
That was cool.
He was at Hershey Park, I think, with his family, like on a roller coaster.
Can you get to an airport, bro?
And he didn't even make it in time for, like, the red carpet event in the morning. I got a good red carpet story. I'll tell you later. My whole goal was to see Livy Dunn. We made it happen.
Happy for you, buddy.
Thank you. I'll let you know all about it.
Okay.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. The Beltway Blitz comes your way next. Right at the top of the hour, we're giving away those Fuji's tickets.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.